When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight. Hello,
nine,
11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14, 15. The 15-minute morning show.
Ooh, look, everyone's here for the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy, and there's Scary, and Gandhi, and Danielle, and Scotty B, and there's Nate, and there's Brody, and I see Garrett. Look at that. Full
all
house.
Here. All here.
Ooh. Okay, bye.
Bye. Peace out, everybody.
15-second morning show.
I know.
God, we almost made it.
We've had shorter.
What do we want to talk about? Today, I watched you guys yesterday on your 15-minute morning show podcast. In my absence, I thought it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You talked about celebrity merchandise that you liked. Scary proclaimed that ripped jeans are out of style.
And we made fun of him, and so he left early from the podcast.
I thought they were out. I thought they were, but I guess I was wrong. But I donated all of mine, so I can't get them back now, so they're out for me.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about? Brody, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, with the advent of everyone having a cell phone, everyone's always filming, right? And we've all seen those... people having customer service problems, being filmed in stores. There's always somebody filming them, arguing with the cashier or whatever. And we always enjoy those, right? We watch them on TikTok and Instagram. We're like, oh, they caught this woman yelling at so-and-so. Well, I got into a bit of a problem at my car repair, my dealership. They were wrong.
Shocker.
And I was calmly talking. I was calmly talking to the guy, and he says to me, hey, man, just stop yelling. And I said, I'm not yelling. This is my normal voice. You guys messed up. I had my car in here for 3 hours. And when I came back, you didn't fix the thing. They changed the wrong armrest. They were supposed to fix the driver's armrest. And they fixed the storage thing for your, like you put your shoulder, your elbow
on. Yeah, center console.
You know, that the center console thing. I said, so you didn't fix anything. I'm a little disappointed. Anyway, the point was, as he got more heated and I got a little bit more agitated, I didn't yell. I kept looking around to make sure nobody was filming.
Like, but if you weren't yelling, wouldn't you have wanted them to be filming so that you can be like, oh, I'm not yelling, dude, you're yelling?
No, because someone might go, oh, that's that guy from the radio show. Let's put it on social media. I didn't want to be filmed either way. I mean, I was right. In retrospect, I wish somebody had filmed because the guy was an idiot. But I started thinking, oh, my God, I could be that guy. I better not, like, get too upset because somebody's, You know, well, that's, that was my
maybe
point.
This is a good thing. Maybe we are learning that we need to be controlling ourselves in public because someone somewhere has a camera on you.
Yep.
There's a good chance.
But, Brode, if you are acting normal and you're worried about being filmed, I would tend to believe you're acting in a crazier manner than you might think.
No, I wouldn't have told the
story. Then why would you look around if you were just being normal?
Because he was pushing buttons. And so I got I got a little louder, like when I said, "Are you kidding me? Are you really going to say that?" But I didn't. I wasn't rude to him. I was more like flabbergasted by what he was saying, and even that would still end up on social media.
Right.
You know, if I waved my arms or I pointed, you never know.
But the trick now, Brody, you have to have Disney music on your phone ready to play, and when people start recording you, you play the Disney music, and then that video will get taken down immediately because there's Disney music in the background.
That's a good point, involved. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. This is a brilliant idea. Always have Zippity Doodle ready to go.
Ready to go.
Very good.
So, yep.
You know, earlier this morning in my around the room, I was talking about the guy who ordered an Uber in Phoenix, and it turned out to be a driverless Uber. And everyone was very strong in their reaction against not experimenting. But I just wanted everyone's larger opinion, and why wouldn't you trust that kind of technology? I mean, they wouldn't put it on the road if it wasn't ready for prime time.
That's where you start being illogical.
Right. I mean, they literally recall Jeeps for having like engines that blow up. I mean, that's just an example. But they have cars that are on the road that have problems all the time. So
where else will they test it?
I feel like they've tested it in on like track test tracks and things like that, right? I mean,
I would
imagine.
You feel like that.
I don't know.
I heard.
I just found this video to be fascinating. It was like a 10-minute video, and he took you on the entire trip, and you see the driver's seat and the wheel twisting.
I think we all find it fascinating, but okay, for instance, do you want to go up in SpaceX today? Would you see? I would do SpaceX before I would do a driverless Uber.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
There's one leaving tonight at 4 a.m. if you want to get on it.
There's a reason why. I mean, because I don't know. I feel, as you have said, that they have tested SpaceX to the point where, they're not going to risk it. They're going to send that thing up. It's going to come down. Everything's going to be fine.
Right.
These driverless cars, I think they're, I don't know.
Plus, also in SpaceX, there's not 72 like other spaceships that are zooming at you. In that driverless car, there are other cars that can make a mistake. And there's who's going to overcorrect to make sure you don't have an accident from the other car. That's another issue I would have.
Yep.
Scary, if you ordered an Uber and one pulled up with nobody in it, you would get in? I would not.
Mm-mm.
Well,
I think I would.
Can the driverless Uber give you a 5-star rating as a customer?
Well, do you have to tip? Important. Do you have to tip a driverless Uber?
It'll tip itself. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Hey, can I tell you a quick story about Uber where my daughter wishes that it was a driverless Uber? So my youngest daughter at the time, which was 2 weeks ago, was 16, but you can't get into an Uber alone unless you're 18. So it's partially our fault. We said she was 18 because she needed to get in an Uber.
Oh,
and so you
I
lied.
Go like, I don't know.
You we lied. But that's,
yes, we did. I'm telling you that. I'm laying the groundwork. She had to go about 10 minutes away to a birthday party. The driver, assuming she's 18, says, "So you're a senior in high school?" And she says, "Yeah," because she's smart enough to know to go along with the, you know, the 18 thing.
You taught her how to lie.
Learn how to lie from daddy.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
So there's that.
So the driver says, I just want to let you know, I'm 26 and I don't find age to be a problem. So if you'd like to have coffee or dinner one night, I'd love to get your phone number.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to my daughter being 16 at the time, she's also like, she's not as socially, like, I talk to everybody. She doesn't like to talk to everybody, and she gets creeped out by strangers. So this was, like, triple awful. And when she came home, she didn't want to call an Uber. She walked home the 15, the 4 miles, whatever it was, rather than get an Uber.
Wow.
But this guy hit on her, because we live in a small town. How many Uber drivers are there? She was afraid she'd get the same creep again.
Right. Well, hold on, he's not really 20, a creep.
Right.
Well, okay. My daughter looks 16.
She said she was 18, and then he asked her to senior high school. She says yes. I mean, he did his groundwork too.
Did he ask to see ID? If he didn't ask to see ID, and if he wasn't persistent about it, and once she didn't acknowledged that she was into that, he kind of just let it go. That's not creepy. It's more shooting your shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like that and term. My daughter, 16 years old.
You shouldn't like people be, and tell them she's 18. Right.
There's got to be another term. just saying.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to shoot his shot, so he did.
Yeah. So Gandhi Lord. And Danielle, or actually anybody in here, have you ever been hit on or flirted with by a driver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, God, yes. A long time ago.
What did you do about it, Elvis?
It was a horse and buggy, but there's
Oh, what did the horse say?
Well, I think it's just a practice in, you know, how to navigate the world. If you're not into it, you just say you're not into it or talk about your boyfriend. That's what I'll do. You know, if somebody says, hey, I'd love to take you out to whatever, I will drop a little joke like, oh, I don't think my boyfriend would love that. And it usually ends right there.
Right.
Yeah. There's also probably some sort of Uber rule book where they're not supposed to do that.
Oh, they don't follow that, I don't think.
Well, you can report them.
Yeah. Clearly.
I'm not going to report them.
Right, but how's he going to report them when he's got a 16-year-old kid in the car? I mean, that's really going to be a problem.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
That. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think it's a reportable offense for somebody to tell you that they're potentially interested in you.
Yeah,
right?
As long as they're not overly persistent.
Yeah. Right. We all say everybody's weird, online.
It's true. That is true. There is an added level of something weird if you're in the back seat of a car being controlled by the guy who is like trying to pick you up. I don't know.
And it's his car.
And you could feel a little intimidated, maybe.
Right. I've had that creepy feeling when you know they're looking at you in the rearview mirror and they're like giving you that look, and then they'll comment and say, you know, you're really pretty or something like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
And when they get out of the car to help you with your luggage, their pants are undone. Right, yeah, that's right. A problem.
I'm kind of nervous that they're going to not go to where we're supposed to wind up.
Yeah, and they have the button in the front seat where they can lock the back doors when you can't open them.
Right.
Do they really?
Well,
yeah, the child-proof locks.
Child safety locks,
yeah.
Scary knows all about those.
What? No, they can Matt Lauer your ass.
Oh, my God. But I always, if I'm in an Uber, unless, you know, Scary's in the Uber with me or someone's in the Uber with me, I will ask them if they mind if I crack the window so that it's big enough that I can stick my arm through and open that door if I need to.
You asked
and
me
I
to crack the window check. This morning.
Yes, I did, Garrett.
Wow. Good thinking.
Just in case.
Good thinking, especially when riding with Garrett.
You
Very
never
good
know.
Thinking.
So messed up. Brody, did you click the option of the driver not to talk to you?
Wait, you can do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. My wife set up the ride. I don't know if she clicked that. My guess is she probably did. That. Why is that?
I'd be afraid to say, well, I don't want you to talk to me. Well, then now I'm an asshole, right?
No, that's like an asshole move. No, but what you can do is, because drivers do this all the time, they say they're hard of hearing, so don't expect them to talk to you, and then they talk to you if they want to. But I get alerts all the time that say, your driver's coming.
Me
your
too.
Driver is hard of hearing.
He heard me just fine.
Yeah. Translation, they don't want to speak to you. So, cool. I'm hard of hearing as well. I think that's an option on there.
I was on an airplane once, and the lady next to me would not shut up.
Oh.
And finally, I told her, I said, look, my throat hurts so badly, you know, and I don't know if I'm going to give you a disease or something here, but I can't talk.
And geez.
I cut her right off because I had a sore throat, couldn't talk, and I had something brewing in my throat. And so, sometimes you want to tell people to shut up, but you can't. You can't say shut up.
No.
Don't tell her you're hard of hearing.
Scotty, do you get that when you're doing Instacart?
No, because generally you're just supposed to leave the groceries and go. You don't have to come face to face with people.
You don't get a bigger tip if you actually ring the bell and they see you face to face?
I try. I ring the bell and I'll wait for about 10, 15 seconds. If they don't answer the door, I just take a picture and walk away.
Mm. Scotty, you're good looking. They'd invite you in. You know it.
Hasn't happened yet.
He's waiting for it.
You want to help me with this sausage pizza?
Yeah, I want to hear about the bags. Instacart seduction.
Well, that's just saying, you're not
that's
allowed.
That's on the Hallmark Channel, the Instacart seduction.
Nice. I got a bag for you, lady.
You're not allowed to enter their homes. That's a rule.
That's probably a safe, a very good thing. Don't
it's
go
a suggestion.
Into their homes.
I'm sure that people have entered homes.
So she drops her trench coat and pulls you in. Then you're like, okay, I guess I'm in here now.
Guys, we just created a new tab on Pornhub right now.
God.
Instacart.
No, I guarantee it already exists.
Yeah.
go on Pornhub.
Yeah.
You can think of some crazy shit. It's already there.
It's already there.
What was that category that Nate, you were always into?
Oh, it's tan, like, lines.
Tan lines.
Go search tan lines. There's a shit ton of videos.
There's tan lines videos?
Tan line videos.
Tan line porn.
Hashtag scary. You know, they've got all sorts of tags on there, and you go, not that I use it a lot, but when you go on there and then they just put the tag there and it isn't in the video. Have you ever seen that?
Like, they put tan lines. I don't know why you're looking at me.
Come on, remember the one day we were doing the show and you weren't here? Gandhi goes to open her phone. What's up? Pornhub.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened. That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway,
When I first moved to Boston years ago, I was so bored. I had nothing else to do. I think I got to the end of Pornhub. I watched every category, every video for research purposes to see what's going on. You are not wrong.
Yeah.
Everything is there.
If you're looking for the threesome category and there's only two people participating, I see it's not as advertised.
Yeah. And threesome doesn't count when one guy's running the camera. Does not count when one guy's running the camera.
Only counts when he's running the train.
Maybe you're the third person watching. That's how it's supposed to make you feel.
There should be some bill that goes through Congress. Truth in advertising. Because you click not what I wanted.
You wasted your time. Nate,
the porn ad.
Maybe Elon Musk will buy Pornhub and fix it.
Fix it, Elon. Come on,
yeah,
Elon.
Free speech and tan lines.
Nate wants the category of Scotty B delivering Instacart with tan lines and nothing else.
That's right.
Well, eating a banana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot to hold.
How are we doing, Frog?
We are done in 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Let's get out of here.
Nice. All right.
Okay. Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
Mwah. Bye.
Mwah.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.